Why, thank you, Jungle Jim, for that wonderful musical introduction. Oh, man. Look at you over there chugging down a cider and playing that magical, electrical, musical synthesizer, cranking out the theme music for Failing Up. That's right, that's Jungle Jim. This is Tim Marr. This is Failing Up, recording this podcast in the basement studio located along the shores of the mighty Seneca River, flowing all the way up to that great Lake of Ontario, Jungle Jim. Oh, boy. Great Lake of Ontario getting a little bit rough here as we're in the middle of autumn. The winds of November are blowing upon us soon, but it's still just October peak foliage here in the great upstate part of New York, where this podcast is being recorded in that studio, flowing all the way to the great Lake of Ontario, one of the many great lakes. Ontario, of course, flowing north through the great St. Lawrence Seaway, past 1,000 islands, all the way out to the Atlantic Ocean, around the world, just like this voice. If you make a left, somehow you're going to end up in Toronto, Canada, beautiful Toronto, Canada, this time of year, and then you'll finagle yourself into Buffalo, off the water, off the falls, into Lake Erie, and Michigan, Huron, Superior, all those great lakes this time of year. They're getting a little chilly and a little bit rough. You remember the song of the Edmund Fitzgerald, Gordon Lightfoot, Edmund Fitzgerald, the winds of November came blowing. That's right. Oh, man, but I'll tell you, right now in this part of the country, it's what they call peak foliage, which means all the leaves in this area and this region are about as colorful as we're going to get. And I believe peak foliage is this weekend, Jungle Jim, which means it will rain and they'll all be gone. People come from miles and miles around to eat an apple, drink some cider, which I have here, by the way, a nice mug of cider in my Frankenstein mug because I love the classic monster movies. And then it will, these leaves will fall. And then people say, oh my God, it's horrible up there because the trees are barren, skies are gray, just waiting for snow, getting snow tires on the cars, all that kind of stuff. It changes so quickly. I love autumn. It's my favorite time of year. Autumn means it's all coming to an end, baby. It's all coming to an end in autumn. But every year, you know, we try to embrace autumn. We get cider, chug all this cider, which, of course, makes you, you know, want to get your system cleansed out. You know, if you want to clean out your system, drink cider. And then after that, we're up. Let me take another swig here. Hold on. Mm. Oh, my God, that's good. And then after that, of course, we're going to have to pick apples, get snow shovels, all that kind of stuff. But right now, it's autumn. Personally, I like spring because after spring comes warm weather. But, you know, that doesn't always happen after autumn. It means you get into the holidays. A lot of stress. Oh, my God. You know that stress of the holiday season and Christmas and buying and decorations. And you just go crazy. And then January hits and it's like this huge hangover. And then, boom, there you are. The dead of winter. But anyway, Jungle Jim and everybody out there who's uploading this podcast. Right now, it's a fall, it's autumn, the leaves are beautiful. Well, not today because it's raining when I'm recording this podcast. But in any event, oh my gosh, so much going on. So much tragedy going on, Jungle Jim. The horrendous acts and the violence that occurred in Israel started 8 days ago. My God, it's just inconceivable. Inconceivable to me, the horrors that humans can act upon one another. The horrors, just the horrible behavior. I can't even comprehend it. I can't even, you know, get it into my mind that a human being can do that to another human being, can just slaughter families and take people. And I just don't get it. There's no justification. I don't get it. And our history is riddled with it. It's riddled with these acts of atrocity and these acts of just abhorrent violence and just ripping families apart and killing and abuse in the name of what? In most cases, it's the name of some land or in the name of some type of God. I mean, I don't know. I don't think there's a God born that wants people to do these things to each other and bring out such harm and terror and sorrow. I can't fathom it. Jungle Jim, I can't get my arms around it. I can't fathom how that is possible. I can't fathom how that can I just can't do it. I just can't get my arms around it. Against the aggressor, you know, and through history, and you can cite example after example after example with country and nation and invasions and horror and torture and attempts at slaughtering and wiping out entire cultures and ethnic groups. I don't get it. It doesn't happen in the animal kingdom besides us. And they're all eating each other because they have to. But I don't get it. I don't, you know, and it's really, and it's so appropriately named as terrorism because it is terror. It's just terror. It's unconceivable terror. And afterwards, it's just shock. And I mean, the whole world right now is in a place of, you know, aggression. You know, you still have Russia going after the Ukraine and all that's happening over there. And it's just crazy. And here in the good old US of A, we are just so whacked out in the USA, and people are following. I don't even understand this. The Congress, a small group on the Congress has positioned themselves, or the supporters of a small group, and a small group have been given unlimited power, have been made powerful. And the crazies are controlling the asylum. So they get rid of, and I'm no fan of McCarthy. McCarthy's a lying, spineless, ballless pack of shit. But these guys vote him out. Okay. First time in history, or maybe since 1910. So now we have a House of Representatives that can't represent us. Think about that. We have a House of Representatives that cannot represent the people that they're elected to represent. So you want, hello, ring the doorbell, because we're the people that they're elected to represent. But yet they were elected to represent us. They were voted in to represent us. And whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or an independent, you voted your people in. And you voted your people in either to counterbalance the majority or to kind of check and balance what's going on there. But all of a sudden, there's an internal feeding frenzy. They oust their speaker. They can't get a new speaker, and God help us if they put the guy in, Jim Jordan, that they're proposing now, it'll just be continued chaos. Their agenda has nothing to do with the people. Their agenda is individual. It's individual power. It's individual ego in some of their cases. It has nothing to do with the betterment of the people. Anybody who believes that, my God, wake up and smell the coffee. This is a job. You know, this isn't just a job to these folks. This is their paycheck. This is their status. This is their ego. This is their value base. This is everything to them. They don't give a shit about the people. If they gave a crap about the people, this wouldn't be happening. And what's interesting to me, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, now the Republicans are blaming the Democrats and saying, well, it's the Democrats' fault. You know, it's the Democrats' fault that this happened because the Democrats refused to vote for our Speaker of the House. All right, let's do that. Let's unwrap that one on Jungle Jim. But first, I got to have some great cider. Oh, man, upstate New York cider. Oh, man. Oh. Arr, there's the red meat. Uh-oh. Tickle the esophagus. But anyway, Jungle Jim, wake up. Wake up. It's a history lesson. And anyway, so the House of Representatives is not representing. And so the people are just idle. Idle while there's a vicious, atrocious, horrendous, savage attack in Israel. We can't act. Idle. While people are trying to see if they can get some bills passed to better, they can't act. There's no leader. And chances are there's not going to be a leader, because if they do vote in Jim Jordan, we're screwed. The former assistant wrestling coach from Ohio, who supposedly and is being accused of certain, let's just say looking the other way, being accused, allegations, they're allegations. They're only allegations. I don't know anything about them, but I just know they're allegations. I hear the word allegations. And in the meanwhile, you got the main puppeteer of the cult, you know, behind the whole thing, and he'll jump from person to person. And of course, he loves Jordan, and he's jumping into this whole, I don't even want to repeat what he said about the circumstances in Israel, but the House of Representatives has no representation, and they can't come, and it's the majority of it's Republicans, and the majority of it is Republicans, and they can't come together. They can't agree. They can't agree on what they have. Imagine if you went in there and you asked them what they have for lunch. So here's an exercise. Grab a group of people, okay? Get yourself 20 people, where if you're at work or wherever you are, and say, okay. And then kind of get a sense of what their dietary favors are, what their favorite dietary cuisine, lunchtime maybe, and maybe they have some restrictions. And kind of get a sense of that. Like, you know, I really don't like lettuce and salads. I love to have a sandwich, and I don't want to eat pizza for lunch. I'm trying to get healthy. I like a good bowl of soup. So you get all that. You get all those opinions together. And then you say, okay, well, the majority of the group likes soup for lunch. Okay. The other majority likes to have salad for lunch. And then there's a very bit of minority that loves to have a nice big old-fashioned submarine sandwich for lunch. Now, you got to get that group to reach consensus somehow. You got to get them to say, okay, we need to get lunch. We all need to eat today because we haven't eaten since, you know, God forbid, we haven't eaten since 9 o'clock this morning. So we got to get some lunch. And what we're going to have to do is, I got the salad people, I got the sandwich dude, and I got the soup people. What are we going to get for lunch? Well, there's no way I'm having anything but a sandwich, damn it. And if I can't order, guess what? We're not going to have lunch. As a matter of fact, we are never going to eat again if I can't find something to order. And the minority of the sandwich guys, we'll say two, say, well, there's no way in hell. I'm never giving up my sandwich to have a bowl of soup. The soup people say, well, you know, I really could go for soup. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I could be persuaded maybe to have a salad or a warm salad. And then the salad people are saying, you know, I got to have a salad. I got to have a salad. I want to fit into these pants soon. That's what we have right now. We have a mess of people who have salad and they don't want to eat soup. And no way in hell are they going to eat soup. And nobody's going to give up the sandwich. But in this case, they're not giving up the sandwich is because it's my sandwich. It's my identity. I'm a bologna sandwich. And I'm identified as a bologna sandwich. And if I give up my bologna sandwich, people aren't going to know who I am. And people are never going to bring me back because they're going to realize that bologna isn't good for you. And I'm full of bologna. So they're going to realize I'm not good for you. And they're going to start eating soup and salad for lunch and get rid of the sandwich. That's what's going to happen. It's feared that they're going to be revealed. There's so much incompetence in the Congress. You get elected because you got money. You get elected because you have contacts. You get elected because your district was gerrymandered in a way, or you know, the geographics of your district or the majority of your counties or state or whatever it might be. You know, the majority, you just kind of able to surf in if you're with a certain party. You know, the other party's just not going to win. It's just not gonna. It ain't going to happen, okay? So now that leaves the people without representation. Oh, and there's a mess of spinning going on and bullshit and saying, oh, you know, and the Republicans again say, well, you know, if our Democrat colleagues would just understand and would just be reasonable. But the Democrats are saying, you know, man, we're salad eaters and soup is good for you, too. But you dudes don't want to give up the sandwich. You know, why would we vote for your speaker who we don't agree with? You wouldn't vote, you know, you were ready to take Nancy Pelosi, you tossed her out of her office even when she wasn't here. She's at a funeral, for God's sakes. Soup and salad. That's just craziness. It's crazy. There's no Speaker of the House. The House can't do anything. And then they go on vacation. Oh, Jungle Jim, I got another sip of cider. Oh. There's the rep meat. It's craziness. Crazy. The only good thing about it is it's taking the air out of the sails of the big orange blowhard. Again, he comes in with and says some crazy stuff I don't even repeat. And, In the meantime, people just believe this. And they think, well, they're right and they're wrong, and they just believe this stuff. Power to the people once the people realize they have the power to make change. That's right. That's what I'm saying. You ever notice Jungle Jim? Well, you're not old. You're a young, fine stud, you know, you're like a wild horse in the West who hasn't been put into his corral yet. You know, the synthesizer is your hooves, you know. The way you play is you're galloping. You gallop along that synthesizer, Jungle Jim. You just gallop along it and produce this, you know, beautiful music as your hoofs click against the earth, or the keys in your case. But anyway, what the hell was I saying? I can't remember what I was saying, Jim. I lost my train of thought. Speaking of trains, okay, I love that I have a good train. Great train ride is down in New York City along the Hudson Valley, Hudson River, right into New York City. Especially you pass all, but beautiful. The train ride this time of year into New York along the Hudson is worth the trip. It's worth the trip. Go down to the city, walk the street in Manhattan, and take the train into the city from Albany. Beautiful, beautiful trip. But I'm telling you, Jungle Jim. the power is with the people if they decided to vote. And they hold these individuals accountable, but nobody, you know, people don't. We've become so lazy and fat assuming everything's going to be okay. And all this shenanigans is going on. You know, it's one thing to watch a party crumble before your eyes, but it's another thing when that party takes down the entire country. You know, that's what I'm scratching my head about. Can you imagine teaching political science right now? Can you imagine being in a history class? Wow. It'd be crazy, man. It'd just be crazy. Oh, that's what I was saying, Jim. You know, and then there's, you know, you don't imagine when you get like older like me, not like you, which I was saying is I talk to my, you know, acquaintances and friends. Everybody's talking about their body parts. Everybody's talking about like when you were growing up. And I'm still doing it. But when you were like in your teens and your 20s and 30s and 40s, and you know, maybe your 50s, you start shifting a little bit, but you're talking about things that are happening, or you're talking about maybe hit the gym, you know, but you get to a certain point in your life where the company you keep, the topic of conversation. And I always heard this when I was growing up, it becomes all about aches and pains. Then it gets into another level now. It's not, you know, a lot of times it's about replacement parts. You know, I can't go through the day without having a conversation with someone and not hearing if they had their knee replaced, if they had their hip replaced, or if they had their shoulder replaced, if they're having some type of teeth taken out and dental work put in. That's just body parts. That's common. Oh my God, yeah, my knee, I can't walk a thing. My knee's killing it. It's horrible. Getting her replaced. Man. That's the easy stuff. Then you get into the hard stuff when people start informing you. For some reason, people want to tell you when they're having certain procedures. They want you to know that they're having a procedure, you know. It's not like I'm getting an award. You know, I'm getting an award today. I'm getting best employee. I'm getting an award today. I'm fastest mall walker. They don't do that anymore, do they? I'm fastest walker in the neighborhood. I don't know what I am. But today I'm having a colonoscopy. And I'll tell you, everyone who tells you that they're having a colonoscopy, and that they say it in a group, and somebody will always say this. If you're having a colonoscopy, which many people, but they'll always say, oh, it's not a big deal, but the prep's a killer. It's not a big deal, but the prep is a killer. The procedure is nothing, but the prep will kill you. Which is true. The prep will kill you. Procedure's not bad, but ailments, all kinds of ailments. Well, as you get older, your body does funny things too, you know. I always get a kick out of it when somebody says, you know, somebody who is older and they say, I feel like I did when I was 35. I feel like I did when I was 30. I don't feel any different than I did when I was 30. Then you get the real bullshit. I feel better than I did when I was 30. And I keep thinking to myself, my God, what the hell was the matter with you at 30? Is this Jim? I'm having some. Jim, wake up. I'm having some cider. Mm-hmm. Oh, I haven't gone apple picking, Jim. Have you? You gone apple picking? I haven't gone apple picking. I refuse to go apple picking. I think it's a con. In the fall, you got to go apple picking. Why do I want to go pick apples? That's labor. I'll go to the store and I'll buy myself a bag of apples. Why should I go pick apples? I don't know. Get them for free. I do like the cider. I don't even really care. You know, I don't even like apples. I live in this region and I guess I'm supposed to like apples. I've never cared for apples. Apples aren't something. The only thing I like, oh man, I'm bored myself. The only thing I like is apple pie. after that, maybe some applesauce heated up, okay, and then maybe some stuff. I'm not a big apple guy. I do not like taking an apple and biting it. I just don't like an apple. There's nothing good about it for me. And I don't know why they say an apple a day keeps the doctor away. I don't get it, Jungle Jim. Well, there's a lot going on, Jungle Jim. This is failing up. I'm just rambling, gambling, man. Alrighty, we'll talk to you soon. This is Jungle Jim. No, I'm not Jungle Jim. That's Jungle Jim. Jungle Jim, wake up. This is Tim Marr. This is failing up. Bye-bye.